Shachaim, we are in Shaar Daled Perek Kaf Zayin. We are learning here with the Nefesh Shachaim about the Ma'ala of Limuda Torah. That Limuda Torah comes from the highest worlds, higher than any other things. Even the mitzvot, even tefillah. And so we are Shaar Daled Perek Kaf Zayin. Ve'od zot yetera erech ve'itron kedushata hanora'a meha'olamot. He's going to explain even deeper now the difference between Torah and everything else and all the other mitzvot as far as the kedusha of the Torah is concerned. He's going to explain the difference between kedushata Torah and the kedusha of even the neshama and the kedusha of the mitzvot. Perek Kav Zayin, Bishar Dalet. Ki ha'elyonim, af shekedushatam rabba me'od, omnam kasher nishtalshelu v'yardu derech hishtalshelut v'adragot atzumot, hagam shebechol olam nitztayer v'nechtam bo kol sidrei ha'olam shemealav v'dmuto ketzalmo mamash kayadua, וכמו שכתוב בזוהר יתרו, תנא כגוונא דלעילא איתלי תתא מיניה הוא, וכן בכולהו עלמין, כולהו אחידן דא בדא ודא בדא. כמו שכתוב בעץ חיים בעניין הדלת עולמות אביה, אין שם, בשער דרושי אביה ובשער השמות, אם כל זה אינו שווה ודומה כלל ערך קדושתו ואורו להעולם שמעליו. He's explaining like this, which is something that was already spoken about earlier in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We understand that this world, the physical world, is after all the olamot filter themselves, one mishtalshelut, one world goes to the next one, goes down to the next one, goes down, and as you descend, it becomes more and more megusham, more and more physical. So you have the olamot ha'elyonim, Atzilut, Beriah, Yetzira, Asiya, and in each one of them, endless worlds, and everything is Be'adraga, all the way from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is in descending level, until it comes down to this physical, coarse, materialistic, Gashmi world. Now, he says, even though each world is a replica of the world before, kids. Kidmuto ketzalmo. The structure of Olam Ha'asiya corresponds to the structure of Olam Yetzira, Olam Beria, Olam Atzilut. Everything in this world points to Ruchniyut of Olamot Ha'elyonim. But even though it's a replica, but that's all it is. It's not in the same level of Kedusha. The level of Kedusha of Olam Ha'asiya is not the same level of Kedusha as Olam Ha'atzilut. Because the higher you go, the closer you are to the source of all sources of Kedusha. עד שכל כך נתעבו ונתמעטו מקדושתם ואורם דרך השתלשלות והדרגות עצומות. הקדוש ברוך הוא built the world in such a way, this is part of the Sod HaTzimtzum, in order for us to be able to live as human beings. If in the Olam Ha'asiya there would be Or and Sof Baruch Hu as felt as all the way up in Olam Ha'atzilut, we would be mitbatel. We would not feel any yeshut. We wouldn't be able to exist. All we would feel, we would be batel in the metziut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a world where there is bechira chofshit. He wanted a world where it's possible to think that a person is some kind of yeshut bifnei atzmo. Shalom. And therefore, he made a world where it is filtered all the way down to the point where it looks like it's void from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not true. Aval, in the way that we regard it, that's how it seems to us. So now, as the worlds descended in the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha became filtered. The Or Ensof Baruch Hu became less dim and dim and dim until this world. עד שבזה העולם נעשו חולין, שאנו נוהגים בהם מן הכחול, till down to this world where you have things which are chol, which are secular. You have everything which is mundane can be chol. It's our job to change it into kodesh. It's our job to remember who's the boreh and to know where it comes from. It comes from kedusha, it comes from the boreh itbarach. Aval it's chol, right? I don't have to go around kissing everything in the world, right? There are certain things that are kadosh, there are certain things that are chol. That's this world. Omnam, there is one exception, Rabotai. This is a concept that is going to blow us away. There is one exception to this, and that is the Torah HaKadosha, Rabotai. Omnam, HaTorah HaKadosha, Af shegam hi nishtalshela v'yarda mimekor shorsha ha'elyon b'kodesh madregot en shi'ur, me'olam le'olam u'mimadrega le'madrega, the Torah was also mishtalshel, also descended down from one world to another, from one world to another, from one all the way down to this world. So we look at the Torah. The Torah talks about a shor ve'achamor, okay? Beged, shatnez, skin, not skin, okay? All kinds of physicality is spoken about in the Torah, right? So that's because the Torah was mishtalshel. It came down and crystallized into a physical form in this world that we can deal with. Remember the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat where Moshe Rabbeinu is contending with the Malachim in Shamayim, right? They're trying to say to Hashem, what are you doing? What are you giving them the Torah? Mali lo disha, ma kore po? Ten asher tenau decha l'shamayim. So, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he answer them? What do you mean? Do you have a father and mother? That it says kabed et avicha ve et imecha. It says lo tirtzach, lo tignov. What? Kina benechem, tachut benechem. What does he mean to say? He means to say this form of the Torah which was given on Har Sinai is not shayach to you. It's a much more physical form than you are, you know, acquainted with. Therefore, it's not nogea to you. So the Torah came down all the way from Olam Atzriut into our Olam Asiya, and it looks like it is Ma'asi, right? It's all physical and materialistic. But there's one difference, Avotai. Im kol ze kedushata harishona kemo shehi b'makor b'mkor shorsha reshit darka b'kodesh kedekae kae gam beze ha'olam. The kedusha of the Torah never changed. It stayed unfiltered. The mar'eh of the Torah, right? The appearance of the Torah, as we just spoke about, obviously is suited for this physical world. But the kedusha, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is in the Torah in Olam HaAtzilut form, is the same intensity and level of kedusha in this world. When we are holding a Sefer Torah down in this world, we are holding the most holiest item that is the same as holy as it is Bimkor Shorsha HaElyon. Ve'asur linhog ba min hakchol. You're not allowed to take Torah and to behave with it in a way of mundane, in the way of chol. For example, Shegama hirhur bedivre Torah asur bimkomot hametunafim. You're not allowed to think about, let's say you have a Mishnah, shor shenagach et hapara. Okay? So now it looks like the most, you know, mundane Mishnah possible. An ox that gores a bull, yeah? Or a bull that gores a cow, whatever. Shor shenagach et hapara. Ze al shor, ze al para. What's the big deal if I think about the halacha? If the halacha is like sumchus, or the halacha is like chachamim, safek mamon, cholkim, or amotzim chavero, alav areaya. These are all litigational type of, you know, laws in the Torah. So let's say a person is sitting in the bathroom, and he wants to think about this Mishnah in Masechet Bamitzia. What's the problem? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to be meharher in divrei Torah b'mkomot ha'metunafim. It's a very serious thing. Lezot, ichmiru ve'ifligu razal be'onsho. It's very, very serious. Chazal tell us, Amru, the Gemara in Perek Chelek, Tzadik Tet Amud Alef, Shegam Hu Bichlal Ki Devar Hashem Baza, one who goes in places that are with a bad odor, or let's say in a bathroom, or wherever it may be, and he thinks, not only says, and he thinks Divrei Torah, he's over on what it says in the Torah, Ki Devar Hashem Baza. He belittled the word of Hashem. Vesefe de Haikra, and what's the end of the Pasuk? Ki karet, ki karet, hanefesh ahi, upirshu razal, ki karet ba'olam hazeh, ki karet l'olam haba. It's a very serious thing. Or, another example, Amru, ha'oche sefer Torah arum, nikbar arum me'otah mitzvah. Let's say a person holds on to the sefer Torah, and he's not dressed properly, he's uncovered. Ken? Gemara, Sof Megillah. So the Gemara says over there, Nikbar Arum Meotah Mitzvah. He loses that mitzvah. That mitzvah of carrying the Torah. It's a mitzvah to carry the Torah. He loses that mitzvah after 120, when he's buried. He's buried without that mitzvah. Why? Because he didn't do it with the proper reverence and kavod. Gam asru letaltela mimakom leimakom ve'af mibenei kenishta, mibei kenishta lebei kenishta, asru bezohar letaltela. Not so pashut to take a sefer Torah, yalla, from one place to another. The halakha allows it from time to time, allows it for important reasons, for the tzibur, from one tzibur to another, and they need to read the Torah, you know. So, okay, beseder. But stop to take a sefer Torah from one bet knesset to another, yeah, I'll bring it here, I'll bring it there. No, it has to be with kavod. Asur, mita'am, what's the reason of all these halachot? And there's more. Because that halakha that you're thinking in your mind, Ashor shenagach et hapara, ken? Venimtza ubra betzida, ken? And there is a safek. When did the valad come out? Not come out. And the halacha is sumchusei cholkim. Chachamim amutzim mechaviru al avera. This halacha, this piece of Torah that you're thinking, has mazeh. The exact. It's as holy. It has as the intensity of kedusha as it has all the way back in olam atzilut. Now, in Olam Atzilut, it's lav dafka shor and chamor the way we know it. Shor, whatever it represents, chamor, whatever it represents, right? To us, in our language, it speaks in our language. Aval, as far as the level of the Kedusha, is exactly the same. It didn't lose its vigor. The Kedusha did not lose its koach. Umimela, you're walking around with this Kedusha in your mind, and you're in a place that's tameh. You have to be careful. This is Kadosh Elyon. That's the Torah. V'chen, and he says, Afilu ha'adam sheshoresh nishmato hi me'olam elyon ve'gavoa me'od me'ha'olamot ha'elyonim. Even a neshama of a person is not like that, he says. V'yikach lo besichlo machshava nechona li'idabek le'tara eze mida nechona. Let's say a person is thinking how to make his neshama better. He's thinking about a good midah. A good character. I'm going to be better in this. That's beautiful. He's meyape et nishmato. He's improving his neshama. But this type of thought, hu rashai lelech bezot ha-machshava gam mimikomot ha-mitunafim. You're allowed in the bathroom. Let's say a person is thinking about, I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to speak lashon hara anymore. I don't want to be. He wants to be metiv le nishmato, to become better, to improve his neshama. This is not a machshava that you're not allowed to think in the bathroom. V'ilu ha-hirhu b'divrei Torah b'dinei negaim v'aholot, but thinking into halachot of the Torah, such as Mishnayot, Masechet Negaim, Masechet Aholot, or She'arei Dinim, ve'eze divrei Torah shetiyeh, no matter what piece of Torah, asur b'mkomot ha-metunafim. Because kedusha of the Torah in this world is just as is, kedekai kai, just like it was way back from where it came from. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, kuchabrichu ve'orai tachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one, the Zohar HaKadosh says. When we're thinking divrei Torah, we're walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we open up a sefer, we're learning Torah, we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment. Mamash kipshuto kemashmao. Ve'u gam ken inyan ma'amaran dekutshabrichu v'ray tachadu she'af al pi sha'olamot olchim derech hadraga v'ishtalshelut v'shinuyim rabim be'erech kedushatam. Kol zeh hu rak mitzidenu. Aval mitzido yitbarach en shum chiluk v'shinuy mekomot klal chas v'shalom. Just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a pasuk, Ani Hashem lo shaniti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change. Shinui is not shayach veHaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, with all the descending, all the way from the Olamot HaElyonim to this world, there's no change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the same in this world as he's the same there. The difference is only is letzidenu, in our eyes. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to deal in this world. In this world, there is Kodesh, there is Chol. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between Kodesh and Chol. It's all Kedushato Yitbarach. It's all Atzmuto Yitbarach. It's all Him. וכמו שכתוב, אני השם לא שניתי. חזק וברוך, נכון מאוד, נכון מאוד. התורה, אדרבה, על ידי התורה, האדם יכול להעלות כל דבר למקור שורשו. Very true, very true. Over here he's making the comparison, he's saying, מה זה הזוהר הקדוש? What is the Zohar saying? קודשא בריך הוא ואורייתא חד. That just like by Kudsha Brichu Ani Hashem Lo Shaniti, just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shinui, there's no filtering, Chas V'Shalom, no matter what, so too by the Torah. The Torah, there's no difference, no matter where. You might ask, so therefore why shouldn't I be able to think Divrei Torah B'Mekomot HaMetunafim? I'm not affecting the Torah. I'm not. The Torah is not changing. That the Kedusha of the Torah is staying as is. Ze Nachon, Aval Etzidenu. That's very true. The Torah is not changing, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval we are not allowed. We have to act with kavod, with reverence to the Kedushat HaTorah. We have to show that we are aware of the Kedushah of the Torah. And therefore, we are not allowed to think. Not because you are making any pegam, or making any effect, or diminishing in any way the light and the holiness of the Torah. No, it's mitzidenu. We are showing ki devar Hashem baza. We are showing that we are mevaze Torah Hashem, and that's why we have to be careful.
See, Rabbi, you're supposed to always, in the mundane, bring the kedusha to it. You're going to think, have to buy shampoo, and you want to train yourself to think that what Shabbat when I'm going to shower on Friday, and if you so there's nothing you can think of maybe that doesn't have a level of.
Everything has a level of kedusha to it because everything is Dvar Hashem. Very true. What Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin here is telling us is that anything besides the Torah itself has kedusha, not the same level as where it came from. He's saying even the neshama, that needs explanation. There's a big kushya that you could ask over here. In that same ma'amar, it says, Kudsha Brichu Oraita v'Yisrael. I'm sure you were thinking maybe of this question. So maybe Israel also is this, and it's not the same case. There's a difference. But that will take a little bit too long to explain over here. When it comes to the Torah is Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the name of Hashem. As we know, every letter, every ot in the Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes in his Akdama, and it's a ma'amar in the Zohar. The Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, which means it stays with the same Kedusha. By the neshamot of the Jews, although the shoresh of the neshamot are bound echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the same makor, aval, when it comes down to this world, the neshama has kedusha. There's no end. We cannot imagine the kedusha. It's not on the same level as way back where it came from. It's our job, of course, it's the job also of the tzaddikim, to bring the neshama back to its shoresh ha'elyon. But while it came down to this world, it's filtered to a certain degree. The Nefesh HaChaim is teaching us not when it comes to the Torah Atzma. The Dvar Hashem and Hashem Himself is Chad. By the way, this is a theme all throughout Sha'ar Dalet, that the word of Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And he's telling us over here that it is the same level of kedusha as back in the makor. Af al pi shemitzidoy itbarach kol hamekomot shavim b'li shum shinui she'en mekomot hametunafim chotzetzim le'achduto ve'otzem kedushato itbarach ken hu b'inyan otzem kedushat ha'torah kedusha. Same thing. Im kol ze anachnu ne'esarnu ledaber gam leharher ba b'mvo'ot hametunafot ki mitzidenu v'day yesh chiluk v'shinui mekomot. As far as we're concerned, there is differences between places that are tahor and places that are tameh. Kemo shenitbaer sham beorech, aval haTorah kedusha be'atzmuta lo nishtanta besibat yiridata mikedushata ve'ora ha'elyon. Rak shetachenenu mereot be'otzem kedushata ve'ora ha'penimi. He says the Torah Kedusha did not lose any percentage of the Kedusha due to its coming to this world. It's just that our eyes are not able to see. V'lachin amar David HaMelech alav ha-shalom, gal enai ve'abita niflaot mitoratecha. David HaMelech prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should uncover our eyes so that we should be able to see niflaot, the wonders of the depth of the Torah. Ki be'emet kedushat ve'or ha-Torah ha-kedusha hem pnimiyut setareha hem ha-meforashim ve'niglim u-me'irim v'kedushat Torah ma'elyon ka'asher hu. Because the truth is, the Torah, in every word in the Torah, all the secrets are glowing. All the pnimiyut of the Torah, the sitre Torah, the secrets of the Torah are meforash, says Rabbi Chaim. It's all open. It's all there. Rak she'enenu en yecholot lisbol otzem kedushata ve'ora ka'asher hu. It's just mitzidenu. We're not able to fathom. We're not able to see that immediately. So David HaMelech said, gal enai, hakavana, uncover our eyes, ve'abita niflaot mitoratecha, so I should see all the niflaot that emanate, that come out of your Torah. Why? Because the Torah as is the same kedushah, the same light as where it came from all the way back in the olamot ha'elyonim ha'kedushim. Abichanan emra kasha omer atzah ha'kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael.